This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Are you 100% sure of that call and when you made it and why did you make it?
Yes, there are some outstanding votes in Arizona. I'm sorry, the president is not going to be able to take over and win enough votes to eliminate that 7-point lead that the former vice president has.
And they're actually chanting, Fox News sucks. Fox News sucks.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
Of the new votes that were just reported out, Donald Trump is getting around 59% of these votes.
That's crazy.
Now, so if the president continues to perform the way he is right now with each batch, he would meet and beat Biden's lead.
If that continued, he would be on the track.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
We have received reports of many irregularities. We believe that there are dead voters that have been counted.
I'm on the Michigan Voter Information Center. I'm going to check a voter registration here really quick. William Radley was born in March of 1902. Our friend is registered to vote, received his application, sent his ballot, and his ballot was received and counted.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Get my boys to bring the voters out and then count the votes over and over again until they added up right and he was elected.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The Biden crime family steals this election. The media's covering it up. We want our freedom for the world. Give us our freedom, Joe Biden. He's stealing it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. As I say every couple of weeks, don't blame me for the local news reports. I don't know what they're saying on the local news reports. I listen to Rush, for instance, on a station in Dallas, and I just can't believe the BS that comes over that local news. And then I listen to Chris Plant in the morning on WMAL in D.C., and I can't – and I have to turn it down. And I don't blame you if you're turning down – the local news on the station you're listening to this on, because chances are these people are reporting it are just Democrat operatives with press passes, although they should be able to figure out that if they really want to make the big time, if they want to make the networks, they forget about being in the provinces in flyover country. Just become a hack aide to a corrupt Democrat politician, you know, like Chuck Todd, George Stephanopoulos, Jake Tapper, all those people. That's how they started. They never covered fires. They never covered the city council. So don't blame me for the local news. That's all I'm saying. Time now for the Chump Line.
I'm a proud American, and I voted for Joe Biden for U.S. Senate.
I'm a proud American. I died in 1984, and I voted for Joe Biden.
I just heard from Joe Biden that his press secretary is going to be Rachel Maddow. She won't even need to relocate.
None of them will. I wonder who Rachel Maddow was an aide for. She actually started out, I think, in Northampton working for local radio. So she was an exception that proves the rule. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, once again, in awe of how our country comes together to determine the course of the coming years. I thought I wanted that rewritten. We're in awe, all right. Aw, shucks. And that's not really what I wanted to say. God bless America.
Biden got more votes by the American people than Barack Obama. America showing their racism again.
Yes, it is.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I just want to thank Vermont Governor Willard Scott for his vote. As president-elect of the Senate, my first trip from the basement will be to visit his beautiful city of Keene. I mean it.
Yeah, you sure, Mr. Vice President, that wasn't Randolph Scott, the star of all those great Western movies back in the day? He'd be about 120 years old, but about the right time to be voting for you, about the right age?
Joe Biden's already mapped out his first 100 days in office if he wins. It includes 95 lid days.
Yes, it does. All right. Trump is up ahead. Trump's ahead in Georgia, 12,765. What happened to his big lead there? North Carolina, 76,000. Pennsylvania, 97,000. Nevada, he's down 11,000. They're just gonna keep counting the votes till they get what they need. This is rampant, blatant, in your face election fraud going on here.
Get my boys to bring the voters out, and then count the votes over and over again till they added up right and he was elected.
413 says, H, the left must realize even if they win after all this massive ballot fraud, they will have absolutely zero credibility with which to govern. What do they care? What do they care? We're moving down into a totalitarian path here. You know, I mean, all these tweets by the president are now have these warnings saying you can't trust anything he says. Other people are just being shut down totally. I mean, what do they care? It's just all about power.
Those who've never seen the dead come back to life have never been in Detroit or Philadelphia on election day.
Right. And I think probably Milwaukee, Wisconsin, too, has had a lot of dead returning to life. Zombies, you might say. Zombie voters.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Exactly.
Howie, you shouldn't be so critical of all these older people voting. Don't you know that 120 is the new 70?
They've got Perdue in Georgia now down below 50%. He needs to be over 50% to avoid a runoff. So they're probably planning to steal the runoff already in Georgia. And there's already going to be one runoff in Georgia between Loeffler and the black minister, the Democrat. So they may have two runoffs in Georgia, and they'll try to steal the Senate that way if they can't steal the Senate through stealing the election from Tom Tillis in North Carolina.
I'm going to need a therapy, Clydesdale, after this election.
Tim in Texas says, do we know if Robert KKK Byrd voted for Biden? I'm sure he did. They were in the Senate together for so many years. And isn't it great that they always say they run these fact checks? I don't know if you've seen this, but people say Robert Byrd was the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan in West Virginia, and they run the fact check. That's not true. He was the exalted Cyclops. And they give it four Pinocchios.
Venezuela, here we come. Right back where we started from. California, New York City, it's all a hell.
There was rioting going on in New York City last night down in Lower Manhattan. My daughter is living down there now. And she just said that the sirens were just out of control. Nobody goes out at night anymore in New York City or other places as well.
Hey, why can't we fight fire with fire? I'm headed to Detroit this weekend. Somebody get me 200,000 Trump ballots before I go. I'll conveniently find them in a corn maze somewhere.
Yeah. Be careful where you drop them off, though. I think otherwise they might go missing. They might get scrambled up or skewed.
Howard, Bill Weld calling. What a disaster question two was. Ranked choice voting would have won if we could have just voted for it with ranked choice voting.
Yes, at least the voters of Massachusetts had the good sense to turn down ranked choice voting. I don't know if they knew what they were voting for, but I'll take any victory, any port in a storm at this point.
I can't believe how many people who voted for Abraham Lincoln flipped for Joe Biden. Mind blowing.
Somebody said that somebody who was born in 1850 got an absentee ballot. I find that kind of hard to believe. We'll check it out, though. But we do know that people that were born in 1900, 1901, 1902, they all got absentee ballots in the great state of Michigan.
If Joe Biden loses, he could always work for Fox News.
No, I don't think so. I think he's a little slow on the uptake for Fox News, even in their current pro-Democrat state.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, or the hours between 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that is. And the number to call if you want to leave a message, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you want to hear more, Chopped Chumps will be posted around 7 o'clock this evening. Those are the messages that didn't make it. Chop Chumps, get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, once again in awe, sort of how our country comes together to determine the course of the coming years. God bless America.
Hey, why can't we fight fire with fire? I'm headed to Detroit this weekend. Somebody get me 200,000 Trump ballots before I go. I'll conveniently find them in a corn maze somewhere.
339 wants to know, do you think George Floyd voted for Biden? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
If you were thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Thanks to Genesis 950, you can have guests for the holidays without the shame of pet stains and odors. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they are gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpets and padding. It can even be used in a carpet cleaning machine. And it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Before you purchase new carpets, you must try Genesis 950. It's made in America. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. It's great for floors, bathrooms, kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, degreasing engines, and upholstery. Need a holiday gift for a pet owner? They will love Genesis 950. It's available on Amazon. However, if you order a gallon direct at genesis950.com, you will receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and discount using code Howie. That's genesis950.com, genesis950.com.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. The local Republicans in Massachusetts are going to have a rally and a press conference tomorrow on the Lexington Green at 1 p.m. Lexington, the home of the Minutemen, in support of President Trump and against rampant voter fraud as the Democrats attempt to steal the presidential election. This is from Tom Mountain, the Mass GOP vice chair. And the Republican congressional candidates, Helen Brady, Caroline Colarusso, Julie Hall, John Paul Moran, will be speaking on voting irregularities in their districts. They were defeated on Tuesday, but they say they were voting irregularities about the congressional races. And by the way, wherever you are, and if you've seen irregularities and you want to report an irregularity, they've set up, the Trump campaign has set up a fraud line, the Trump fraud line. 888, toll free, obviously, 888-630-1776, 888-630-1776. And Taylor found the name of the guy who is apparently 170 years old, and he voted in the election. Jason Lemoyne Daniel. He's born in Flint, Michigan in 1850. He could have taken a buckboard down to Springfield, Illinois, and seen the Lincoln-Douglas debates as a young whippersnapper. But he voted. Sure, we're guessing he voted for Biden. All right, what do you got, Grace?
Well, I want to do hate mail, but first I want to read this text from 508. They said, Dems always overplay their hand and Trump is always one step ahead. It sounds crazy, but it is true. They don't ever play it just safe. They go overboard. But now it is time for Hate Mail Monday on a Thursday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
And it is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. If you're at your local market, if you're anywhere and you see their bread, try it. It's good with sandwiches, sub rolls. It's all delicious. Piantedosi Baking Company. So I do not have voicemails because I am not in the studio. I'm in Palm Beach with Howard. But I do want to tell people this. My favorite hate mail of the week came on Tuesday. It arrived on Election Day. It was on our text line. And the person said, I know you will not have time for hate mail this week because of the election, but I want you to know that we all still hate you very much. The hate is still strong for you both.
No, that's good to know.
I thought that was so considerate. The guy knew that I was going to be, you know, trying to squeeze this in somewhere. And he didn't know if I would have time, but I did have time.
Thank you. Thanks for thinking of us.
Another person says, judging by Howie Carr's latest incoherent tweets, his nurse probably needs to change his Depends.
What's been incoherent? Let's see. Here's one from 207. It's pretty obvious an unaccountable number of ballot requests were mailed to the deceased. My Aunt Margaret, who lived here, received one that I could have put through. She died 7 years ago. Did she know Jason Lemoyne Daniel? Probably not. I'd like to know when Jason Lemoyne Daniel died.
She's one of the younger dead voters.
Yeah. By the way, Taylor's going to tweet that out so you can see it for yourself and pass that on to your friends who say, oh, this is just Republican disinformation.
This has been debunked. Another person, Howie, you've been tweeting out some of the voter fraud stories, and someone responded to it, Gary. He said, there are a lot of local middle-aged men in this region who follow Howie Carr every day and parrot his propaganda and hate. He has contributed more to Boston's racist reputation than anyone else.
Yeah, right. Right.
Oh, here's one. It's kind of like a knock-knock. What do you call a past his prime hack columnist?
Mike Barnacle?
No, Howie Carr. And Howie Carr, oh, this one was, so Howie and I were at Mar-a-Lago. You can see I'm wearing my zip up. The night
Mar-a-Lago.
Of the election. And we tweeted out a photo. We were watching the results come in. We were smiling. It was a happy photo. And someone wrote to Howie, what an ugly pig you brought.
Jeez, that's pretty brutal.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I can giveth. And I can take it. Anyway, that is Hate Mail Monday on a Thursday. Even though it was a crazy election week, we still brought you the hate thanks to Piantedosi Baking Company.
339 says, does your hate mail ever get lost like ballots?
No.
No, we don't have to make it up either because it comes in. And it never comes in blank ballots like in Michigan, delivered blank to the – like it's delivering flour to a baker or a sides of beef to a butcher shop. You know, you can just – you can just do your artwork with those, your magic with those ballots.
And it might come in a little bit late, depending on the news week, Howie, but it never goes over the week. I don't need 10 days to deliver hate mail.
Yeah. 781 says, my TV's on mute, but this Secretary of State in Pennsylvania, I guess she's having a press conference about how they're stealing the election. She looks like she's having a swell time. It must be nice to screw the whole country. Something tells me this is going to come back to bite them. I mean, I know that's it's an easy thing to say at this point, but, you know, karma always comes back around at some point.
And Howie, I told you earlier today that Donald Trump Jr. called out a lot of the GOP people, like Nikki Haley and stuff, and now people are coming to Donald Trump's defense, and the reporters are saying, wow, people got real nervous real fast. Because if you think that you can screw over Donald Trump and people are going to vote for you again and you're a rhino, you're wrong.
I'm Howie Carr. Talking about ED isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work. Or, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it with a healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. The healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. ED used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie. No matter what goes on in the world, there are two things we can count on: new music and new podcasts. And you know the best way to listen? Using a pair of premium wireless earbuds, especially if you can get them at less than half the price of the other guys. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime and seamless Bluetooth pairing. You get more bass than in previous models and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Raycon's E25s also have a more compact design than ever, so they're both stylish and discreet. No wires or stems hanging out of your ears, ever. Raycon was founded by Ray J and count celebrities like Snoop Dogg and J.R. Smith among its fans, and they offer a 45-day return policy, so go ahead and give them a try. You'll probably be a fan, too. For a limited time, get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Take advantage of Black Friday savings and let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home with simple, wholesome recipes and fresh ingredients delivered to your door. For a limited time, get $90 off in savings when you use code Howie90 at HelloFresh.com. Howie90, that's a good deal. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who was fairer to President Trump on election night, Fox News or The New York Times?
The New York Times.
76% say the gray lady.
All right. So we're starting to see more about stories about what the Trump legal strategy is as this rampant fraud continues across the country. And this is from John Solomon's website, Just the News. Legal scholars say the Trump campaign lawsuits are likely rooted in the Constitution's voting law authority, which limits the powers of non-legislative actors trying to assert their power over balloting. Trump has assembled a high-powered legal team to combat what it says is executive and judicial overreach in key battleground states led by Democrat governors. The Elections Clause of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, give state legislatures the authority to set the time, place, and manner of federal elections, i.e. the rules governing the election process, including absentee ballots. Republicans say this legislative power has been eroded by both executive and judicial mission creep. That's putting it charitably, mission creep. In Wisconsin, for example, the governor, Tony Evers, is a Democrat, but both chambers of the legislature are controlled by Republicans. The Trump campaign has filed for a recount in the Badger State amid a razor-thin lead held by Joe Biden after the midnight ballot deliveries from Milwaukee. He has a razor-thin lead. The Supreme Court late last month rejected Democrats' request to extend the deadline for counting mail-in ballots in Wisconsin beyond Election Day. And, of course, they just came up with boxes and boxes. Seven wards in Milwaukee had more ballots than they did voters, at least seven. The GOP and the Trump campaign also announced yesterday they are suing Pennsylvania, claiming the extension of a voter ID deadline is in violation of state law. The Keystone State has a Democrat governor, Tom Wolf, and a state Supreme Court with a majority of partisan elected judges. 5 of 7 judges were Democrats when they were elected. The court recently ruled against Republicans and allowed Pennsylvania to accept ballots received until three days after Election Day. And these are unpostmarked ballots, so you know they're still creating ballots in Philadelphia. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge to that ruling, letting it stand for now with a 4-4 ruling. That's when Roberts crossed over and voted with the liberals after the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But they can bring that back now. On Wednesday, Trump's team also filed a lawsuit in Georgia where a GOP poll observer saw 53 late absentee ballots, quote, illegally added to a stack of on-time absentee ballots in Chatham County, unquote, said deputy campaign manager and senior counsel Justin Clark. We will not allow Democrat election officials to steal this election. And so we'll see how this is all going to play out. 844-500-4242. Judy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Judy.
Yeah. I had the opportunity to vote twice in this election, Howie.
Twice? I'm
the legal guardian of my brother. He's 64 years old and he's retarded and has the IQ of a 10.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Judy. She voted for her. She voted on behalf of her brother who couldn't vote, I guess. I don't know if that's, I don't think that's legal, but I think that's the point she was making. Gemma, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gemma.
Hello, Mr. Howie. I just want, you know, this is a coup, and it has been since before Trump took office, but there's new evidence of new sedition, you know, from federal employees tied to Lisa Fithian, and it's amazing that they're still walking around free. But the Dems are actually turning this, you know, they're turning our country, like the totalitarian regimes in Cuba and Venezuela, who magically win votes time after time by
suppressing
and threatening opposes them. So it's amazing. And, you know, the voters who voted for President Trump and the Republican congressional candidates, they're being disenfranchised and they're being voter suppressed by this mass cheating. And we shouldn't accept any mail-in votes. No votes that came in after Election Day. And that's what
I agree.
To fight for that to show up. We have to show up at every single, we should show up at every swing state in mass. If we could show up by the tens of thousands in those rallies and Trump rallies, we can certainly show up for a protest right in the state, in the congressional state houses and everything else.
But they're just they don't seem to care. You know, the Secretary of State in Pennsylvania just had a press conference where she had a big grin on her face when she was talking about what's going on. I just read about another election that they flipped in Virginia. Spanberger, she's the one who knocked off David Brat in 2018. They almost knocked her off. But guess what happened? They discovered some overlooked ballots. Overlooked. I may just do a list of all the excuses that they've come up with. Overlooked and misplaced and
forgot to press upload.
Yeah, forgot to press upload. Yeah, they've got all kinds of different excuses for what they did. But how many excuses do they get? Thanks for the call, Jim. I appreciate it. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Hey, good evening, Howie. And geez, I can't believe that they dish out these lies one after the other and expect us to be chumps and accept their lies, 137,000 votes with nothing on it but Biden. Not one with a Trump on it. It's unreal. Is it a mandate to become a Democrat to have a frontal lobotomy, Howie?
No, it's. I mean, they're very bold. I mean, they're not dumb. I mean, their voters are dumb, but the people that are running this thing, this is another attempt to overthrow the duly elected president of the United States, and now he was duly reelected on Tuesday, and they're trying to take it away from him again. And I don't know what more to say. Thanks for the call, Arthur. Glenn, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Hey, so real quickly, I live out in Oregon, and out here we have mail-in voting. I received two ballots, one of which I threw out. I filled out the other one, and I turned it into the elections office because I'm not going to trust the mail system. After the election, I checked to see if my vote was counted, and all on the website says is that my ballot was received. And when I sent them an email asking them why I can't view if my vote was counted or not, it says, and I quote, "Hello, Oregon does not have a statewide ballot tracking system. You can check your ballot has been received at oregonvotes.gov/myvote. But my vote system only shows that the ballot is received and does not currently have the ability to provide any updates past that."
Glenn, are you in one of those parts of Oregon that wants to secede from Portland and the general area around Portland?
Oh, yeah. No, nothing to do with that. That's, you know, and on top of that, Oregon is the state now that has decriminalized drugs, heroin, and all
I know.
That stuff now.
I can't believe that. How did that happen? I mean, okay, I can see some people. I didn't vote for it in Massachusetts, but I can see some people voting for legalizing pot. But how can they justify legalizing heroin and cocaine? It's insane.
No, it's beyond me. And now it's a $100 ticket, or you could go and get yourself some help. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And everybody that I talk to out here says the same thing. Nobody voted for it. But without accountability, and you can't go in and check to see that your vote was actually counted, is beyond me. And so how do we hold them? How do we change that?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, there's got to be some way that you could. They have to be accountable, correct?
Yeah, they have to be. I mean, I think this is the big problem that they have. The Democrats are doing this with absolute impunity. There have been no arrests, nobody even stopping them. And when the Republicans in Philadelphia got a court order to go in and observe the fraud, they were still denied entrance to the hall. I don't understand. How, Glenn, couldn't you have gone down to the precinct and voted on election day?
There's no way to go in to vote. I remember I grew up in Chicago, and it used to be that you'd have to show up with your ID, and your signature had to match your driver's license, and then you can go in and you can vote.
Right.
But it's not like that out here.
Yeah. I just that's the way I had to vote last Sunday in West Palm Beach in Florida. But it's the first time I've ever voted in Florida, and it was great. I mean, because they made me sign an affidavit. It would be a crime if I was somebody else and I was trying to do it. And that's the way it should be. There should be penalties for violating the law. I mean, this is the most sacred franchise you have, the most sacred freedom you have, the chance to pick your government. And it's being taken away from us. Thanks for the call, Glenn. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Howie. I just wanted to know whether or not you think if this doesn't go our way, if President Trump should escort newly elected President Biden to the Capitol for swearing in. I mean, I don't think he should, to be honest with you.
I don't know. I mean, Hillary Clinton showed up, and could you be any more bitter than Hillary Clinton? But she still appeared at the inauguration, didn't she?
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's a little different. I mean, this is nothing more than fraud. I mean, I don't. If he goes, it would give this election a sense of legitimacy, and I don't think it deserves it.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, let's not even think about that for a while, Joe. But you know what? Like you, I've been thinking about it. So I'm going to say right now he should still do it. But, you know, maybe I could be brought around to your point of view for sure. 844-500-4242. That's a really good point.
I don't think he'd go.
You don't think so?
No, this is the guy that signed off on the stuff to get Flynn, the Logan Act. This is the guy whose son went out and pimped out the office of the vice presidency. This is the guy who spied on his campaign and knew about it. He's not going to his inauguration.
Again, Hillary went to his.
But Trump didn't spy on Hillary's campaign and didn't try to take her down, you know, in an undermindful way.
Yeah. That may be a good poll question for tomorrow. Never in the
it's a good poll question for after we know what's going on with this election.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. Sometime in the future, and let's hope we don't have to. use that as a poll question. Never in the history of real estate have government-issued moratoriums against property owners been so widespread, including the latest from Charlie Parker's administration. Don't wait for the value of your property to sink even lower. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England, from rural farms, country clubs, estates, and historic office buildings throughout New England. J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and with no contingencies. There's a big reason why Banker and Tradesman have voted J.J. Manning number one for 7 consecutive years in a row. They have the buyers and they pay cash. When you sell with a real estate broker, you have to pay commission, but with an auction, the buyer pays. These are treacherous times in the real estate market. Tomorrow, new lockdowns go into effect in Massachusetts. No restaurants, nothing opened up after 9:30 at night. This is tough time to own commercial real estate, but residential property in the suburbs is going through the roof. It's very dangerous. You need to have experts on your side. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This hour of The Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by The Villa in Wayland, celebrating over 70 years in business. From my favorite, veal parm, to their seafood dinners, The Villa has all your home-cooked favorites. Who loves you, baby? The Villa, that's who.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Well, this could only happen in Utah, I guess. As the vote count continues in one of the congressional districts, Burgess Owens, the former NFL player, you've seen him as a guest on Fox occasionally, he's a Republican, conservative. He has taken the lead over Democrat Rep. Ben McAdams. So Burgess Owens now leads McAdams by just over 2,400 votes. That's great news. That's great. So one recount is going our way. Not recount. One endless count is going our way. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Very good. I'm out here in Kauai just checking up on you. I just wanted a couple quick things. First thing I wanted to note was I noticed there aren't any Republicans in office doing anything to stand up for our president.
Yeah.
And that shows me where their loyalties lie.
I know a handful are. I mean, Elise Stefanik from New York State has backed her up. And since Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out that very sentiment that you just voiced, some of them have said stuff. I guess Nikki Haley, the former UN ambassador and governor of South Carolina, she sent out a very vanilla tweet, you know, like she believes in, you know, mom and apple pie. But yeah, you're right. It's been very disappointing, hasn't it?
It has. There's also, my second point is, I think there's a lot people can do. I think it's time for Republicans to stand up. And by that I mean to stop allowing this thievery to transpire and stop allowing their neighborhoods and their basically their social atmosphere to be degraded by these communist Democrats is what they are, in my opinion. And the way to do that, I think, is to contact your representatives and your senators and tell them, hey, what's going on? This is a ripoff, and I'm not standing for it. I'm not going to move. You will not move me. I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know where you'd move to anyway, you know? I mean, this is just it's a situation. I think Ronald Reagan used to always say, if democracy dies here, where do you move? Where do you go? Where do you go? Think of all the people that have moved to the U.S. Why do you think Trump did so well in South Florida? He got the votes of Venezuelan Americans, Cuban Americans, people who have fled the tyranny of those socialist republics, and now they're trying to impose it on us. They're trying to steal the. This is like something out of Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. It's very disheartening, discouraging, disturbing, and I could think of some more words, but I don't want to offend anybody in the dinner hour. Thanks for the call, Paul. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, Howie, how are you? Howie, listen, I got two things, Howie. The first thing is, you notice it's corrupt because you don't have the Clinton, you don't have Obama, you don't have Pelosi, and you don't have Schumer out there crying that every vote should count because they know exactly what's going on.
Oh, of course they do. Yeah, they think this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, they come up with this COVID-19 thing, and then they push through mail-in ballots. Rudy Giuliani mentioned that even the New York Times wrote a story a few years ago saying mail-in ballots are the greatest opportunity there is in the electoral system for fraud. And now the New York Times and all those hacks that you mentioned, they're all behind this 110%. They want to do every election like this because it means they can't lose. They just keep counting till they win. It never ends. They just keep, you know, someone says that the count's taking a while because the ballots are still at the printers. You know, if they need more ballots printed in Pennsylvania, to beat Trump and get over the hump, they'll print them. Does anyone have any doubts about that? Thanks for the call, Frank. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. I'm just curious. I scan headlines all day long, and I'm just wondering if in Democrat circles, or is there any accusations from the Democrats of fraud in the election whatsoever?
That's a good question. I don't think so. I'm sure that guy in Utah, though, Ben McAdams, if he loses to Burgess Owens, he's going to claim there was fraud. But I don't think he'll get too far with that accusation. Thanks for the call, Steve. Good point. 844-500-4242. We come back, we're going to talk about these new mask ordinances and the latest shutdowns in places like Massachusetts and Maine. I'm Howie Carr.
Maria's Finest Italian restaurant in Portland, Maine is worth the trip for their amazing meatballs alone. I'm talking about the best meatballs I've ever had. Outstanding. Maria's is owned and chef-operated with many specialties, including homemade pasta and sauce. Known for their eggplant parmesan and seasonal favorites like their pumpkin ricotta gnocchi, you won't leave hungry. Portland's Maria's is rated number 20 in the country among the best Italian-American restaurants. Check out their extensive menu at mariasrestaurant.com. Visit today and be part of the family.
Here's Blockbuster News. Finally, there's a big-time competitor to Facebook and Twitter. It's called MyEagleNet. Now you can communicate with others on social media without fear of being blocked, canceled, or shadow banned. Developed by internet pioneers, MyEagleNet delivers real news and unbiased social media. It's true internet freedom with MyEagleNet. And yes, it's free. Move into the future and subscribe today at MyEagleNet.com. MyEagleNet.com.